like your word there, master plan, is, I don't know that we have a master plan other than we've just been doing the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
And so I like that. Rob?
At the same time, I don't know that we need to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
Like if, so like if Sim in your office, if you're going after this, you know, this regional training center,
yeah,
and you're incorporating skills building into that, then maybe UPC just needs to look at some of those resources that are already
and,
happening.
And
right
when
here.
When that happens, we're going to make it available to the state.
Right.
You know, obviously, and so our goal is not to exclude anybody. We'll say, come on down. I in my training center down there, I can very comfortably hold 125 to 150 participants at any given time. Our capacity is 250. But we're going to make that available to all our sister jurisdictions when those trainings are available. But in terms of UPC, I think we should come up with some sort of a methodology of how we're going to continue to evolve,
mm-hmm,
and create short-term master plans with long-term sort of vision, mm-hmm, of what we're trying to do. And the objective really is to bring this skill set to communities. We're a big state. To communities that cannot have access to it. I think that really is what we should be doing. We should be taking care of our sister jurisdictions in the rural community that can benefit from that.
Can I just ask one thing?
Yeah, please.
So in the spirit of this master plan conversation, is the current setup that UPC conducts what we should be doing? A spring conference and a fall conference.
I was going to just talk about that. And one of the benefits of a webinar is you can invest an hour,
mm-hmm,
and it doesn't consume your whole day.
Right.
Or your whole training budget.
Yeah.
Or your training budget. But maybe we, in your regional law enforcement legislative update, I think those are really successful because you're going out to a jurisdiction. They don't have to invest a lot of money or a lot of time coming up to Salt Lake. I guess what I'm saying is maybe we got to consider doing 2 to 4 hour training chunks on these skill-based things. You know, in St. George on this day, we're going to have a 2 hour voir dire training,
mm-hmm,
and that's it. And so, you know, just something like that instead of a 2.5 day conference.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask is that kind of where this discussion is going, is having small chunks of training as opposed to, you know, a big full day and a half training?
Well, what's most productive in the trainer's opinions? I mean, how much are people going to get out of a half day training on skill building? Is that enough time to really cover that, right? And have people kind of be absorbed in that, mm-hmm, in that moment that they're in.
If it is focused, if, you know, the council, the training committee comes up with, you know, an agenda based on what the perceived needs are, yeah, I think it could be. You know, we'd come up with a scenario and hear the facts and then you practice those skills. We have, you know, the trainers over there then give feedback on those skills. And I think it could be effective. Tyson?
I was going to say, if you're going to talk about one skill, like we're going to come and do direct examination, you can do a half day on it. But if you're talking about doing an hour or 2 hour webinar, all you're doing is getting people CLE. They're not going to learn a single thing about the skill.
Right.
And they might tell you they will, and they might go back to their office and say, oh, this was a great webinar. But I promise you, when they go to court, they're not going to have a single better skill than when that webinar started.
Well, and what's the balance in having someone, just because of the way we're made up, come down from the Salt Lake Valley to, all you said, Utah, because that's where I'm at, to travel all the way down there just to do, is that the right balance to have them come down and do a 4 hour direct examination training when they've already traveled down there? So why are they only taking 4 hours versus somebody taking, then considering the person who's going to be attending and they're taking 8 or 10 hours out of their workday to attend this training? I think we've got to try and find the right balance where it's the best bang for the buck, I guess.
I think you have to do both.
Yeah.
We all need the 26 hours every 2 years, and it's nice to get it in big hunks in areas that are reasonably relevant. I mean, I know we all want to go to a good 8-hour water law, you know, conference and you know, learn about riparian rights and stuff or not. But so you need some of that, but you also need skill building. And I think you have to scale it. I mean, direct maybe, but you know, it may be longer. Mm-hmm. I've watched TV trials, I mean, real ones. The best example I can remember is O.J. Simpson. Robert Shapiro was going, told Judge Udo that he was going to cross-examine the cop with his, and he was going to use his prior inconsistent statements, and Udo kept saying, go ahead, Mr. Shapiro. Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to cross-examine him about his prior inconsistent statement. And Udo said, well, let's find out if they're inconsistent, but you just go ahead. And this went on for about 15 or 20 minutes. And finally, Shapiro says, well, I'm just going to move on then. What was clear was Shapiro, at $1,200 an hour, did not know how to impeach using a prior inconsistent statement. And so he went back and forth, and I've watched it in court myself, and if you don't know how, and the first time you can take a course, and the first time you try it, if you haven't tried it at home a bunch, I was down in Jeffs County doing a child homicide, a chicken baby case, and I kept objecting to Danny Frazier's attempts to do it, and I'm not proud of this, but he passed out. He got so frustrated and angry, and not angry, but just frustrated, and he also was very tired, and he collapsed. And I've seen other, I mean, lawyers who don't, that's something you can teach in about 3 hours, but you have to have 10 people, and you have to do it until it's comfortable, and you know, this is, I have to ask, and then I have to say, do you recall doing this, giving this statement? Do you remember the circumstances under which it was given? Were you under oath? You were telling me the truth? Do you remember the statements that you made? If you don't, let me show you your written statement. Read it to yourself. Now, do you remember it now? If not, I can read it to you. Now, having said that, you just testified to this, but now I'm confronting you with this. So which time? Now you're telling the truth. It sounds quite elegant if you've done it before. Mm-hmm. If you haven't, and you think you're going to do it the first time well without a lot of practice, and then doing it back and forth in a peer-reviewed opportunity where a good skilled instructor says, nope, you've skipped step four, let's just walk back. But you can do that, and you can either import it for a day, or you can send people up. It doesn't kill you on a training budget, but you can, if you do a survey, what are some of the very technical things that people don't do well? People who use experts, do they know how to use 803.18 learned treatises? Do they know how to lay the foundation? Do they know they can't offer the document itself, its grounds for reversal? Mm-hmm. You can read it into the record. You can't give the you can't give the court a copy. There's that kind of stuff you can learn in 4 hours, or maybe in a day, and it doesn't kill you, but you learn specific skills.
Skills training is really hands-on. The other training is the lecture, which is information, right?
Yeah.
And so
two different functions.
They are. Skills training is actually the exercise of the muscle. Mm-hmm. The training is the exercise of the mind.
Right.
And so that's where you have to break it, right? So skills training, in order for it to be effective. So going back to the days of NDAA, when I used to go to those things all the time. You would go into their trial thing, and you would get a notebook. On the first day, you were going to do opening statements, and you had former judges, first deputies, usually 8 or 10 people, and you went in front of a tribunal, and you made an opening statement, and they criticized on that. On the second day, you did a direct examination. The third day, you did cross-examination. On the fourth day, you did closing arguments, right? That is when you exercise that muscle, and then that's a very practical knowledge. And I don't care what office or even a large office like mine, That's what I crave to give my colleagues, because unless you're doing the trial work, you're not going to get a chance to utilize that function. It's all academic.
Right.
And skills courses, which cater to get you into that uncomfortable position, because that's how, think of it as athletics. It is the straining of the muscle that actually builds the muscle. Mm-hmm. And that's really very rare opportunity from a training perspective that is not made available.
Right.
So if we can construct, whether it's in series or sections or however it is, I think that is where you're gonna find the most offices willing to invest money, because they know that while this person may not have had time to do enough jury trials, the training is gonna take them through the process where they're going to develop that skill. And really, that is something that we ought to think about.
Yeah. I just need a comment and we'll take a break.
Yeah, this idea of skills is different than anything else that we talk about in our conferences, because you know, even doing it a lot doesn't mean you're doing it well.
Right.
I'm going to use my friend Ed here, because he is my friend, and I actually know that he is a good trial attorney because I've seen him at work. But for many years, Ed has been a one-man shop. He now has a part-time prosecutor that can help. Ed goes and does trial after trial after trial after trial, and if somebody's not there to sit Ed down after and say, these are the mistakes you made along the way, or you could have done this better, or done it this way, then the only thing that's re-emphasized through his practice of doing trial after trial after trial are his bad habits.
Yeah.
And so when we're talking about a skill training, unless you have somebody there that's going to walk through and say, Sim, this is, you know, the old Mac model, right? This is what I heard you say. This is why this is a problem. This is how you fix it, right?
It wasn't until they videotaped me and I actually watched myself saying, between my question and response, I would dither around verbally, right? Until I actually saw that, I didn't believe it, because subconsciously I would.
I don't. And you watch, can't watch do yourself, that. Watch, yourself on, training. Watch yourself on video.
Yeah,
and you see that after every question you say, okay, or
At
which point, if you're as old as I am, Jay Banks, with the jury there, says, cut that out!
Yeah.
And you pee your pants, and then he says, no, that, don't you talk back during the witness. You're commenting on the evidence.
That's right.
And then you spend the next 40 years making sure after every question you don't say okay or uh-huh. And it takes, I mean, but that's, I mean, that's what, you have to learn that by doing it.
And you can't do that in a two-hour training.
You can't.
And if you do a two-hour cross-examination workshop, and you bring in all these people, and you teach them all the skills of cross-examination, and you don't go through the actual practice and feedback question, then you've just done a really great two-hour lecture that they're going to get 2 hours of CLE, and they're not going to be any better when they leave.
You got to go back. You got to go back. You have to be a little bit awkward, and fear a little bit way out of your comfort zone, and have some frustration before you learn. If you already, if it's passive osmosis, that you get CLE credits, but it's not going to make you a better prosecutor in a lot of ways.
Okay, good discussion. Let's go ahead and take a 10-minute break and come back at 20 to the hour.